Hey, what's up, dude? Are you ready to go? Are you serious? Jeez, you space cadet. Don't you remember? You were taking me to the movies tonight. You're so lucky I'm awesome. If I were any other girl and you forgot about our date, I would probably be dumping you right about now. Oh. Don't make that face. Come on, how long have we known each other? I know you can barely remember what you ate for breakfast, let alone plans we made a week ago. Still, I would have hoped you would at least remember important things like that once in a while. Well, I guess I knew what to expect when I agreed to date you. After all, we've known each other for how long? Like, most of our lives? I gotta admit, I was pretty shocked when you finally found the courage to ask me out. I mean, I knew you liked me, and I won't deny I've probably liked you for just as long, if not even longer. But I had to wait for you to admit it. Why did I wait for you then? Well, I know that you've always seen me sort of as one of the guys. But at the end of the day, I am still a girl. I don't think it's too much for me to want the boy I like to make the first move. And look at that. You actually did it. My knight in shining basketball shorts. Nice stand, by the way. I'm just messing with you, dude. Come on, go get dressed, you nerd. I'll wait here for you. And don't forget to find something nice to wear. As you can see, you really dressed up for this date. I wore my fanciest hoodie just for you. Oh man, that movie was awesome. And by awesome, I mean terrible. Did you see the big reveal of the killer? I swear you could see the seams on that dollar store Halloween mask. Still, I would say that we more than got our money worth. And the popcorn wasn't bad either. I also have to admit, it was very cute of you to keep trying to hold my hand whenever there was a quiet moment in the movie. So romantic. Especially that one time when you got so scared by the killer jumping out of the closet that you screamed and clung to my arm like a little girl. Don't worry, princess. I'll protect you. Oh, don't be so embarrassed. Really, I don't expect you to be some big manly man who never shows his emotions or anything. I actually like that you are so open with me. It's genuinely nice to see. I've spent my life with guys either completely disregarding me as a woman, or seeing me as some sort of fetish bait. I like that you are so genuine with me. It's sweet, and it makes me very happy. Oh, come on. If you blush at every little whisper of physical contact, your face is going to burn off. Now, come on. Walk me home. Oh, crap. Quick, tuck in there, under that shop awning. Oh, man, that came out of nowhere. What the heck? I don't remember seeing anything about rain. I watched the weather this morning. Of course I watched the weather. Don't you? Well, I guess that is just like you. That absent-mindedness of yours is incredible, you know? You really don't worry about looking good or impressing anyone. I think, honestly, that might be one of my favorite qualities about you. Well, you are happy to live just as you are. You don't worry about silly things like how people see you or what's expected of you. And I think it's had an effect on me. You were perfectly fine with how I was. And in return, I started to accept that I was okay to be me. I guess the side effect of you being so damn accepting is that I ended up falling for you. Maybe that was your plan all along, Played the long game, eh? Anyway, I guess we can just wait here a little till it clears up. Hey, it looks like the rain is setting up. Come on, let's go now while we can. In the spirit of me not admitting that I was wrong, race you to your house. Soaked. That's the last thing I need to get sick. Not to mention, I actually wasn't kidding when I said this was my nicest hoodie. It's really coming down out there, huh? I guess it might be a little while until I can go back to my house. You're lucky you live so close, or else we'd be even worse off. Then again, I guess you can really only get so wet before you are just completely soaked. And I'm pretty sure we count as soaked. Thanks. A towel definitely will help. I'll just go ahead and dry myself. Huh? Take a shower? I mean, a hot shower would definitely be great right about now. But I don't know, like, I know I've taken showers and stuff at your house when we were younger, but it feels a little different now that we're adults. You sure you are just trying to find a way to get me out of my hoodie so you can sneak a peek at me? There's that blush again. Actually, yeah, a shower sounds good. How about I take one first and then you can get in after me? Ladies first and all that. What can I say? Sometimes the whole chivalry thing comes in handy. I don't suppose you'd be willing to throw my hoodie in the dryer for me while I'm in the shower? Cool. All right then. Here you go. Huh? What's that look for? Your face is even more red than I think I've ever seen it. What's up? Dude? I'm right here. Seriously, what's your deal? How come you keep looking around all weird? Hold on a second. Are you trying not to look at my chest? What's the big deal? You've seen me lots of times. You know my chest has always... Actually... Wait a minute. Whoa. Now that I think about it, no wonder you're acting weird. I'm always in my super oversized hoodies. Wow. Oh man. I just realized... Well, ta-da! So, I'm gonna go take that shower now, if that's cool with you. Yeah, okay then. Don't forget about my hoodie. That felt great. Nothing's better than a nice hot shower, wouldn't you say? Hmm? I see that we're still playing that game of you trying to look anywhere but at me. Oh, come on. Just admit it. You're gonna break your neck if you keep turning it so hard. Okay, we're going to get it out in the open. I hate dancing around the subject, and I want you to get back to normal around me. Come on, sit here next to me. Thank you. Now then, look at me. That's it. Turn your head. Look me in the eyes. Now, look down at my chest. That's serious. Look at them. Come on, I can see your eyes fluttering already. Just look down. There you go. Really, let it soak in. Your childhood friend. That weirdo tomboy who you finally started dating has huge tits. Seriously, dude, I can't believe you never noticed. I mean, I never, like, deliberately tried to hide them or anything. I guess I just never really tried to draw attention to... You might want to close your mouth. You're drawing on yourself. Shit. They practically hypnotized you. Wow. What if I just move a little? What happens if I make them bounce? Oh, damn. Your eyes are going to pop out of your skull at this rate. Oh, what's that? Did you get hurt? No use hiding it now. I clearly saw you are pitching a massive tent right now. I've got you get a little bit of a boner when you've taken a look at my ass before, but... this? Damn. Well... I can't just leave you like this. And sending you to bathroom to jack off alone is just depressing. You know what? I think I have an idea. Wait here. All right. Lucky for me, I know where you keep your stash of lube. Oh, don't be so embarrassed. Every guy has one somewhere. And you haven't mixed up your hiding spots since we were in high school. Anyways, I'm hoping you can pick up on the signals I'm sending you. But just in case, because I know you, my little space cadet, I'll be very clear. Take your fucking pants off. Yes, I'm serious. Take off your pants and get your dick out. Well, I guess we both have things that have gotten a lot bigger since the last time we saw them. Well then, since you've shown me yours, it's only fair I've shown you mine. What you've been waiting for? So, tell me. How do you like my tits now that they're fully exposed? Oh, that's okay. You don't have to actually say anything. Your mouth hanging wide open and your dick throbbing so hard. Kinda gives me all the information I could need. Not exactly how you expected too nice to go, is it? Can't say the same for myself. I admit, I didn't expect rain. But I have already made up my mind that tonight I wanted us to get a little physically closer. Now, how about you just go ahead and have a seat? It's cold. I thought the bottle said it was warming. I guess I just need to warm it up a little first. There we go. That's better. Oh, I see you're starting to piece together what I'm about to do. That's right. I'm gonna bury your heart throbbing cock between my big fat tits. Damn. Even with them being as big as they are. The tip of your dick is still poking out a little. Impressive. I'm going to start moving. Are you ready? How is that? Good. I admit, I came into this very confident. I don't exactly know what I'm doing. Just when I saw how interested in my tits you were, I took a shot. Speaking of shots, how about we make this more challenging? Wait until I say you can come. What do you get if you win? I can decide on that later. If you can hold out. Careful. Don't come already. Definitely don't come on my big, slippery breast. Even taste you a little bit. While I'm doing this, it smells so good. Let you taste. Delicious. Determined. Like that look on you. That mixture of desperation but resolve to not give up. I love how honest you are. Even now you look at me so lovingly. Oh, it makes me want to tease you more. I admit, it also making me really wet. So wet every time you look at me with that adorable face of yours. Oh, that's why I couldn't help falling for you. That's why I agreed to date you. That's why I'm happily jacking your cock off with my tits. God, it's so hot. You look like you're about to burst. Are you about to do it? Are you about to come? Are you going to come with this tumble's chest? On her pretty face? Okay. I'm not cruel. You can come in. Look at me. That's right. Look at me. Look at your girlfriend's covered in your hot, thick cum. What if I just taste a little of it? What did that turn you on? To see me pick up your tasty. Oh, yuck. Oh my god. It's so bitter and salty. God, I can't believe some people actually enjoy drinking this stuff. Okay, well, we know one thing that I'm only doing for you on your birthday. So, how was it getting your first date fuck? Amazing, he says. Well, thank you very much. I do, eh? Yeah, I almost forgot about that. I did. Said you could have whatever you wanted if you held on. Well, a deal is a deal, I guess. I am still wet and all. So, perhaps I'll need you to give me a little special treatment next time. But sure, you can have whatever you want now. Right after you give me a big cock. Oh, come on, baby. It's your cum. What's the problem?